from Pinnacle, we've got myself, Shannon McAvoy, Amanda Castle and Jake Downing, Bond Counsel, Alex and Aaron, General Counsel, Zach, and we've got Sam Elder from Piper Sandler on as well. Barrett Morocco, the district engineer, is also on the line. We can call the meeting to order at 2:34 p.m. With a full quorum of the board. Our first agenda item, I'll share the agenda here so everyone can see, is approval of the agenda. We've got the minutes, infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement, and then three items relating to bonds. Is there any additions, changes, modifications to the agenda? If not, I take a motion to approve as presented.
I move to approve as presented.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, I've got ayes there. We'll move on to public comment. Looking at our attendance here, I don't see any public on the line, but is there anyone from the public attending that would like to make a comment? Hearing none, we'll move on. We have the minutes of both the June 9th and the June 11th board meetings in the packet. If there's any questions on either of those sets of minutes, we'd be happy to discuss. If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve both those sets of minutes in item 4A.
I have no questions or comments. Subject to Chris or Jeremy, I move to approve the minutes for June 9th and 11th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And then I will hand this next item over to Zach, the Infrastructure Acquisition and Reimbursement Agreement.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Shannon. So we circulated this agreement out, and hopefully you've had a chance to go through, but essentially this sets forth, you know, the terms on which Wildwood Reserve Development LLC as the developer can be reimbursed for fees that it pays as part of the infrastructure prior to, you know, whatever you guys have done prior to the bonds coming in the next couple weeks, and then, you know, anything else that you may do up to a certain amount that you can be reimbursed for. And so this, Shannon, if you want to scroll down a little bit, that would be great. We've got reimbursement of certified district eligible costs. And if you continue to, why don't we scroll down to the exhibits, it sets forth some forms, you know, where you can fill out an application to have those amounts reimbursed. And we'll send this out to get Jeremy and Chris's signatures on it once you guys have approved it in this meeting. But here's an application, exhibit A. So you'll put in the items for this. Can you scroll back up to the top of this exhibit, Shannon? This would be for an application for acceptance of district eligible costs, and there's a definition in there for that. And then we can scroll down to exhibit B. This would be for public improvement categories and costs, where you would fill that out. You've got district engineer certification. And then this is for application for acceptance of public infrastructure costs, and then kind of a similar setup here. But and then exhibit C is, let's scroll down there. And then this one's with respect to eligible professional service costs, where different professional services may have been performed on behalf of the district that the developer paid for. And then how about we go to exhibit D as the last one. And then here, So this one, I guess we do have an updated copy, Shannon, that came over yesterday that actually has the exhibit or the list that Barrett sent over, and we put those costs in there. But this isn't an end-all be-all. It's just kind of, hey, these are some of the things, and there's a 20% buffer so that in case something does go over that, there's still a way to kind of take care of you guys as the developer. So essentially just want to make sure, you know, the board members, are you okay with it? Do you have any questions on this?
I do not have any questions.
This is Susan. I don't have any questions either. We've been reviewing it through the various drafts.
Okay. So, and we'll base this kind of approval off of the latest draft that came over. It was just late yesterday afternoon, Shannon, so no worries on, I think everybody has access to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to just get a motion. Yeah, motion for approval of the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement.
Hey, this is Susan. I move to approve the agreement.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Zach. Aaron, I think this is your show here on out.
Perfect. Perfect. And apologies if it's not coming through clear. I'm just on a boat on Willard Bay right now. So bear with me a little bit. Okay. So I think our first item here is the resolution authorizing the First Amendment to the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution. And so this item, just for a little bit of background, if you recall, a month ago, you approved your assessment ordinance, your designation resolution, and the imposition of the assessments on 90 lots. Speaking with the development team, the lot sale for those three lots kind of fell through. So it's been decided to add those back into the collateral pool. So that's what the amendment to the designation resolution does, is it adds those three lots in, and then also just helps to, allocate those assessments onto the lots. But then you go into the assessment ordinance, the First Amendment, and it allocates the bond amount to those 93 lots now that we're dividing over 93 rather than 90. The big caveat is we're going to get the approval today, and we've already authorized up to $16,081,000 of assessments. Monday, we're going to lock in the final pricing terms. So we're going to hold off on finalizing and releasing signatures on this just once Sam and Davidson get us the final pricing. We'll add that in just so that the exact amount of assessment and allocation can be in the First Amendment versions that get recorded. So that's what the change is in front of you. It's also subject to receipt of an acknowledgement waiver consent from the Wildwood Reserve LLC as developer entity. But just where we've got the developer on the call, I just want to get, on the record affirmative that this is, what you want to proceed with is the 93 lots being in the assessment area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so that's the First Amendment and related documents. Like I said, we will, once we have those numbers, we'll recirculate. We'll have the exact amount of allocation on each lot. But again, we still have that headroom of up to the $16,081,000 that we initially authorized. Any questions there? Otherwise, I think we could go for a motion in a second.
I don't have any questions or comments. So I would move to approve the resolution authorizing the First Amendment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Now we're on to the bond resolutions.
Perfect. Thank you. So what you have in front of you and was circulated, about a week or so ago is the bond resolution actually authorizing the bonds themselves. And we've authorized up to the $16,081,000. The other thing this document approves is the form of the various documents that will be used in connection with the issuance. So you've got the list there, but it's the placement memorandum that Jason has circulated, the indenture, the bond purchase agreement with the ultimate purchaser of the bonds, continuing disclosure agreement, and the placement agent agreement with D.A. Davidson, as well as the collateral assignment agreement. So what this does is it authorizes the form of those documents and authorizes the members of the board to finalize those documents in accordance with these the parameters that are outlined in there. So we've got, again, I've mentioned the maximum par amount, and then we've got a 30-year bond term, not to exceed 30 years, and I believe we've got a not to exceed 12% interest rate. So we have those parameters on the bonds. So as long as we fit within those parameters, we can, you know, finalize those documents without having to call an additional board meeting next week to close the bonds. So that's the bond resolution. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have on that. Or again, I think you'd be ready for a motion.
I'm ready for a motion. So I move to approve the bond resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right. Thank you. And then Aaron, the last one is the easement agreement.
Easement agreements, right? Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. So this one, these were circulated yesterday, and they've been circulated, I think, on the very front end of this transaction. But essentially, where the district, you know, the county had approved for the HOA to own the roads and some of the other improvements, the storm drain. This is the district is going to acquire, easement over all of that property, over the financed improvements. And so that's the easement agreement. And then the other agreement is the operations and maintenance agreement, whereby the HOA is still going to continue to maintain those improvements. So those are those documents. And I just recommend we approve, authorize the chair, vice chair to sign, and the attestation, the chair or vice chair, to approve, to sign in the attestation by the secretary clerk. And just, same kind of ability as your bond resolution, just with the authority to finalize and make any changes necessary to round out the transaction. So that's the easement agreements. And again, if there's no questions, we can move forward with the motion.
Okay, I move forward to approve the resolution as stated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Aaron. Those are the items we needed board action on today, but are there any discussion items, more admin matters we need to discuss to get all this stuff executed?
I just real quick, I sent some signature pages around. I think I mentioned that right on the front end. Mary, my assistant, was going to be sending I forgot to include the collateral, or sorry, the signature pages for the easement agreement. So we'll try to get those in the same packet so you guys can sign, just so that everything can get recorded around the same time, or at least, so you guys aren't FedExing a bunch. So those documents, I know nobody's in front of them to sign right now, but if you get a chance over the weekend or Monday, please, send that to Zach and his team. And then just one question, Shannon, has insurance been locked down for the district yet?
Yes. I am not sure if the payment has been processed for it, but sure. Let me look at the documents here after this, and I'll verify for sure.
Okay. And the reason I ask is currently we have it as a covenant in the indenture that, the district will always have insurance. And I know recently we've, had a couple of instances where it's taken longer to get insurance. So in some cases we could build that in so that rather than being, an immediate requirement, we would say something like on or before August 1st or something like that, we would have the insurance finalized. So if we need to do that, let us know. But otherwise the documents will just contemplate it as a, something that's will have occurred at the closing.
Yeah, let's do it that way. I'm looking at the Utah Local Governments Trust website, and that one hasn't been fully closed out yet since we just started it earlier in June.
Okay. Okay. So yes, we can work to put that springing language in. Like I said, I just wanted to double check. So that's all that I had. So thank you all for giving me the floor.
Zach, anything else?
No, that's it. We've already covered, you know, getting those signatures and the hard copies so that we can record those with Wasatch County. So that's great. Susan and Chris, shoot me an email or give me a call if you have any questions on those. But that's great. Okay. Thank you.
And I'll coordinate with Jeremy and Chris. I'll make sure that we get those back to you.
Great. Thanks. And you did have a question about those oaths of office. I'm going to look at those again, just with switching you and Chris's roles. And if
okay.
I'll look at those again and see if we think we need to send an updated one out to you. I'll email you about that.
Especially for Chris, because he's going to have to go out and get a notary for these new agreements. So if he's going to
do it all at once. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sam, any notes on pricing or closing?
Nope. We were able to get the draft of the PPM approved by Invesco. They have signed off and are ready to go for pricing on Monday. So we are going to price and ticket in the morning, and we'll get final plans around then.
Awesome. Amanda, anything from the district side of accounting? Okay.
Nope, I don't have anything.
Thank you. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a great weekend. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You good? All right. All right. We're adjourned at 2:51. Thanks, everyone. Good meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks all.